Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Confidence for a young quarterback. You've been there, I've been there. When you can have this kind of game at home after going 0-2, got to do wonders for your team, right?
Yeah, well, they believe in you when you have come through with these performances. 4 touchdowns, no picks, hits open guys, stands in the pocket, delivers throws under pressure. There's a lot of confidence. The whole team can really develop with Caleb and his style. And they had, you know, a rough end of the season last year. You bring in Ben Johnson. All the hopes are high here in Chicago, and you get off to a slow 0-2 start. So they came home. They took care of business. Yeah, Dallas defense is definitely reeling. They're not great in the secondary right now. They've had a lot of injuries. They're not rushing the passer. But that's exactly what Chicago's offense needed to do to take advantage of it.
That was the GOAT himself, Tom Brady, talking about our little vaca. That's a cow. Caleb Williams, of course, the Bears take down the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. And Caleb Williams had himself a day. 4 touchdowns for our QB1. He went 19 for 28, 298 yards, 5 rushes for 12 yards. And, man, found some good people. Luther Burden finally getting his first touchdown of the season on a flea flicker. 3 catches, 101 yards on 3 targets. Roma Dunze dropped another one that kind of hurt the soul for a first down. But 7 targets on the day, just 3 catches for 62 yards and the touchdown. DeAndre Swift had 3 out of the backfield. Colston Loveland, before getting injured, had 1 catch for 31 yards. Alamide Zaccheaus, 3 catches for 24. DJ Moore, 4 catches for 21, including the touchdown on 4th down. Cole Kmet with a touchdown on his lone catch. And Kyle Manungai as well, 1 out of the backfield. So Bears offense operating at a high level today, man. And speaking of Caleb Williams, he ended up getting you some free hot dogs. Tuesday, the Wiener Circle. I can't even imagine what it's going to look like over there. But before we take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. We got Grant Leader on the ones and twos today producing the show. Grant, how you feeling over there? You feeling good?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling like we're ready to get some free wieners.
Yeah.
How about that? That's an incredible deal they got going on over there.
You said it, not me. Let's call them. I know they're open until 1, so they got to be like closing and
all right, give me one,
cleaning things up. Yeah, go ahead.
Give me 1 second. On that.
We got Grant, because I feel like it's important, you know, maybe to see if they themselves, you know, want to chat while they're cleaning. Just curious, you know, how they're holding up over there. I'm sure people were going crazy at the Wiener Circle trying to figure out, you know, could they get some free hot dogs today? I'm sure there were some drunk, belligerent Bears fans that walked in like, I'm going to see you on Tuesday. And I called up some of my people, but my people that were work, they weren't working today. And that was the biggest thing about the Wiener Circle. So if you didn't hear, the Wiener Circle put out a tweet, the famed Wiener Circle on Clark, right between Fullerton and Diversey. And they put out a tweet that said, if Caleb Williams throws for 4 touchdowns, then in fact, they are going to give away free hot dogs on Tuesday. And sure enough, Caleb Williams heard about it. We should probably pull up that clip where we They're there. Let me see. Put them on. Put them on. 670 Score. What's your name?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is 670 The Score over here in Chicago with the sports station. I was curious. I know a lot of people are calling about it. You know, the wiener, like, are you guys thinking about doing anything different on Tuesday? You guys going to be extra staffed up?
Hell yeah. Got to be, man. It's going to be a line down the block.
I know it's going to be line down the block. My thing is this. Like, what made you guys want to come up with that idea? Because you guys didn't think he was really going to do it or what?
Yeah, man, my owner, he's always on, the owner of the Wiener Circle, man, he was on some he thought that it wasn't going to happen, and man, showed his ass, he played the
Dump that. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's already done.
Well, the Wiener Circle was doing the Wiener Circle thing, but shout out to the Wiener Circle. I know exactly who this is. I know, I go there too often, so I know exactly who this is. She's about her business. Don't mess with her when you walk in. It's a nice young lady that's over there. I don't remember her name, though. But their Wiener Circle's on point. That's what's up. I'm glad.
They're very on point.
And on brand, too. Very on brand. We had to dump that out.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm glad we made the call. Wiener Circle, that's great. We gotta tell Tanny to grab that and let them know. Oh, that was great. Great job, Greg, getting them on. All right, let's go back out to the phones at 312-644-6767. Let's go to Howard out in Evanston. Howard, bear down. The Bears got themselves the victory, Howard. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hanging in there. I'm feeling excited. My Bears got a victory today. I'm feeling good on a Monday. How you feeling?
Yeah, pretty nice, man. You know, but I just want to say, man, you know, listen, it kind of broke my heart a little bit, man, when the Bears had to release the players to get down to the pitcher three limit.
Yeah.
You know, why did they let Kyle, what's his name? Why did they let that? They could have had, in my opinion, a real nice running back tandem going with Swift if they had kept Ian.
Cunningham?
Ian Wheeler, man.
Oh, Ian Wheeler. Oh, okay. Yeah.
The man is a good running back. And we don't even need to talk about speed.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
He was a good running back with speed. The only thing that was wrong with him,
is that he was small?
I think that was pretty mended by now, is that he had a bad knee.
Yeah.
He could still move. He's fast. Ian Wheeler.
Obviously, he was the one that
good, man.
Ryan Poles was crying over because of the injury, and he came back. I got to be honest, man. You know, listen, it's difficult to have success in the NFL as a running back. You really have to be an elite athlete. And so even though you're a good running back, like to do it at that level with the best defenders in the world, or, you know, chasing after you, it's a little tough. But what do you think about the Bears running back room as it sits? Like with DeAndre Swift, no Roschon Johnson, not sure why he's not playing.
No. They need something a little bit more secure, a little bit more fixed than that, man. They got to have one. That's it. That's plain and simple. Something that's sort of like guaranteed to be there when Johnson can pull him out of the bag. You know he's there.
What did you think about Ben Johnson and what he was able to do with this team today against this Dallas Cowboys team?
Yeah, it was all right. He called a pretty nice game. Wait, I just want to say one other thing.
Oh, my bad.
There's one other guy I really hated to see them let go, man.
Who's that?
I think he would have been a pretty good player for him, too, if they had to let him play more.
Who?
Tyler Scott.
No way. I got to disagree with you, Howard. Tyler Scott had butterfingers, remember? He had butterfingers, remember?
Yeah, I know he didn't make a couple of catches and whatnot, you know, but I'd go along with the fact that I think they needed to throw to him a little bit more.
Let me ask you this.
Starting to catch.
Howard, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Tyler Scott or Alameda Zacchaeus?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I guess I will have to go with
right. And that's what I'm saying. That's really what it boils down to.
He's a good clutch receiver.
And that's what it is. You got to put some grown men around Caleb Williams to actually catch the ball. Professional. Right? You see, like, Devin DuVernay, who our punt returner, he's a guy that could catch the ball. In the worst case scenario, you could put him in to, you know, fill in that a role for you as the wide receiver. But Tyler Scott just had a lot of opportunities. Remember, they drafted him out of Cincinnati. They thought he was going to be a speedster and guy was going to be able to stretch the field and just. Unfortunately, couldn't come down with the ball consistently enough to be a threat. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, Yeah, I think he would have been all right for them. I really do.
Yeah, it's hard, man.
I think he would have been okay too. You're gonna think I'm crazy. It's just like the rest, just like Ryan Poles and the rest of them. You're gonna think I'm crazy when I say this.
Uh oh.
I'll tell you another guy that had great speed.
Oh, we got more of them. Bayless Jones Jr.
Yeah, Bayless.
Come on, man. That's it. Guess it. Howard, I got it. We might have to end the call right there, okay?
No, I think you would. What's wrong with him? Do you remember when they put him at running back?
Yes.
Like they did with Moore?
Yes.
And what did he do? He had about 125 yards. He sure did.
Come on.
So what is the matter with Bayless? Because he dropped a few balls. But you got to remember, man, everybody drops footballs sooner or later. We all drop them.
I hear you, man, but Bayless was just not it. You know what I'm saying? Remember, he had so many.
Why would you say that? What's wrong with him?
Oh, we want to have a real conversation about Bayless Jones Jr.?
No, not really. It ain't got to be no conversation. Oh. I just want you to tell me what's the matter.
Yeah, no.
I saw that he was cool.
No. Bayless Jones Jr. was, listen, here's, I think the way you look at it, Howard, is you got to look at it on a very serious level when it comes to the National Football League, where you have the most elite athletes in the world playing, right? You're talking about actual gladiators, guys that are 6'5", 6'6", 250, that can do anything you actually ask of them. And there are separators, right? Like when you think about baseball players, right? If you can bat 260, you're great. If you bat 240, not so great, right? But the difference to that is so small. And I think in the NFL, the same thing applies. You can have all the skill in the world, like a Bayless Jones Jr., but if you can't do everything well, then there's somebody else next to you that can, because of how amazing these athletes are. And I think that's what you get from a Bayless Jones Jr., where you're good. You might be great in, like, the Canadian Football League. You might be good in the XFL or something like that. But when you come to play with the big boys, day in and day out with the best of the best athletes, like, you cannot hang, because the slot cornerback, because Kyler Gordon is significantly better than you, you know, on the opposite side of the ball. You're not as good or better than Kyler Gordon, and you need to be if you want to be successful in the NFL playing at this level.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe I guess I'll understand that, man. You know, but hey, I know the boy. I know he did get that 125 yards.
One time. Hey, I appreciate the call, Howard. Time. Thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate your opinion on the opposite side of the ball right there. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you guys till 5 in the morning. We are doing it way big. Bears win 31-14. Usually on Therapist Gabe, where I allow you guys to, you know, sit on the couch and talk. But I think more so than anything else, we get you guys calling in because we are live and local for you right now on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. Of course, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Let's go back out to the phones. Let's go to Joe out in Schaumburg. So, Joe, you're already thinking playoffs, huh?
No. I just want to get your take on it. I mean, based on today's performance, we didn't have the strongest start. We know that. But it's hard being a Bears fan, man. You got to look for the good, you know?
Oh.
And my take is just, I just want to see what your feel is after, you know, this win. It's Monday, you know, we finally get to have a good conversation in the regular season about a win. Like, you think the players are going to feed on this one and do good next week? Like, what's your take on it? I'll stop, hang up, and listen.
No, don't hang up, Joe, because I think we should have a conversation about this. This shouldn't be a one-sided conversation, right? First of all, I appreciate the question because it's a good one. Right? Like, Bears win. How do they take this momentum into their next game against the Las Vegas Raiders? And I think what you saw, right, and I talked about this a second ago, which is Ben Johnson needed to be given the opportunity to coach the team. And after two losses, after a performance like they had against the Detroit Lions, you know, Ben's job, the reason why you give him $13 million and the reason why you believe in him is because of how he should prepare his team to bounce back in a game like this. And they did just that. This is a team that it was a split, right? Bears at home were only 1.5-point favorites. You know, usually you're a 3-point favorite. So Dallas took 1.5 from there. They assumed the run game with Javonte Williams was going to be overwhelming for the Chicago Bears. They thought CeeDee Lamb and the offense of the Dallas Cowboys was going to be too much for this Bears defense. But again, the narratives change week in and week out. And this is a Bears team that has a lot of pride. Right? Any team, for that matter, doesn't want to be 0-3, but you have a lot of pride in these scenarios, but you also have a level of believability. So I think what this does, more so than anything else, is it gives the Bears something to look at to say, if we operate at a high level, if we execute, we can be a team that can take down some of the bigger dogs in the NFL. And I think that's what they saw. So I think they could take that momentum. So now you face the Las Vegas Raiders team, where if you saw the game today, it was brutal. Ashton Jensen hasn't been able to, you know, put together the season that he has. Geno Smith, obviously a new offense, new weapons, you know, isn't looking as good. So this is a Bears team that might say to themselves, yeah, we feel like we could do the same thing to Las Vegas on the road. So, yes, I do think they can take this momentum into next week and, you know, use it to their advantage. And then it also, what it also does, though, right, it doesn't allow them to get full of themselves in a moment where you get a victory and now you're feeling yourself. No, they had the two losses at the beginning of the season and they knew that that's not who they were. And then they come in today, handle business against the Dallas Cowboys, but they also understand that it's just one game. And the way that they didn't want fans and media to overreact after their first two games, they certainly don't want the same thing to happen after this victory. That now the Bears are back. Now Caleb Williams is going to put up four touchdowns every single game. That in itself is not going to happen, but they can take the momentum. And I want to hear what you guys have to say about not only the momentum, but this Bears team. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez, live and local, taking your calls. Trying to hear what your thoughts are. Ben Johnson getting his first victory. Caleb Williams throwing for four touchdowns. How good are you feeling after this one? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Steve in Plainfield. Steve, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Gabe? How are you doing, man?
Feeling good. Talk to me.
Hey, so I'm just calling in to give my perspective on a few things, right? Number one, you're talking about fans and how unhappy they are.
Yes.
And how they react. I mean, it's a long list, right? But I think at number one, it would be social media, you know, way people take this information in and they kind of just regurgitate it out, not even thinking twice, right? So there's that.
Give me an example. Give me an example, though, Steve, of what you see online that maybe contributes to the negativity that's out there.
Yeah. Prime example is Caleb with his manicures and, you know, all this stuff. Come on, man. You know, it's funny. It's whatever you want to call it, right?
Right. I love it. I love it, by the way. I have no problem with it.
Okay. I think it's great. I'm in a group chat with, you know, Packers fans, Viking fans, and all of this, right? So it's a topic, but people take it too far and everything. So people actually think that if, hey, I don't know if you saw what James Harrison said, right? But he was talking about how he wouldn't want to play with a guy. I'm glad I brought this up. I want to hear your take. He wouldn't want to play for a guy that does that.
Oh, James Harrison was saying that? I mean, he's a little old school. The fact of the matter is, look, James Harrison is not a Gen Z or whatever they're calling him now. He's not that type of a person, mm-hmm. right? So he comes from a different era, so I don't expect him to understand or be able to relate to a guy like Caleb Williams who's 20-something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fans, too. You know, you got a lot of old-school Bears fans and all that are trying to buy into it and understand. So I really think social media is a big part of it, man.
Okay.
Bears fans need to be happy, though, because realistically, this game today is the game we've been waiting for since Justin Fields was even drafted. You know, because he never, he had some performances, but nothing like this. We're on the up and up. It's a new coach, new system, blah, 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 everything else. The future is bright for the Bears. I think you would agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Bears could have lost three straight, and I still would have said the future is bright for the Bears because I'm just a meatball fan like that. You know what I'm saying, Steve? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that as a fan, because you were able to see something on the field today, right? Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams poise in the pocket, the creativity of Ben Johnson, where mm-hmm. you know us as cynic fans, we're talking about being unhappy fans, we would assume those plays wouldn't work for the Chicago Bears, right? Like they'll work for the Lions, but not for the Bears. Or like the flea flicker, when you saw, you know, DeAndre Swift throw it in the air, you're like, damn, of course the Bears flea flicker is going to look like this. But then Caleb Williams throws.
Ran a good flea flicker.
That's what I'm saying. It's any trick play for that matter. It just doesn't. That's not what we do well. And then all of a sudden you see it. So again, there's things you can point to that you say to yourself. Because look, you got to be thinking about, and this goes for all Bears fans that are listening right now. It's okay to be to ride the highs and lows of the season in the present, but you must be thinking about the future with the Chicago Bears, right? Super Bowl is not this year, okay? You can try to make some noise and surprise some people and have some good victories throughout the season, but the fact of the matter is you're not going to be competing with the elite teams in the NFL this year. But what you can do is try to find snapshots of what your team can be if they can duplicate it consistently, right? And if the Bears can do this, what they did today, consistently, and what I mean by this is a defense that can limit touchdowns, is an offense that can capitalize off of turnovers, is, you know, converting third downs, and Caleb Williams being a top 15, I won't get greedy, a top 15 quarterback. Like those things. If you can do those things consistently, then you will be a team that will always be in the playoffs and have a chance at winning, you know, important, valuable games in January. And that's what you want ultimately for the Bears.
And in this stadium, and the Packers lost today. And I talked to Packers fans. They're not convinced on Love, right? And some of them are. I want the other guy to start. I forget his name. Malik
Willis.
But yeah. They want him to play, right?
That's silly.
So there's a lot of good things happening, man, right? Detroit's still finding their identity, all of that. The Vikings, I don't know what the heck happened with that game today. I got to check it out. I'm watching the Packers game right now. Fourth quarter, 13 minutes left. They have 10 points on the Browns. And they blew this, by the way.
So. Yeah. That was a tough one. I mean, the Vikings, you kind of knew what was going to happen there. Carson Wentz was just going to be feeling himself. The defense is good going up against the backup in Jake Browning. Jamar Chase fumbled the ball twice, once on a run and then once after a reception. So it was just a war of attrition against turnovers. And you, like I said, you just knew Carson Wentz was going to ball out, especially because J.J. McCarthy, terrible quarterback. So, you know.
Quick question for you. Yeah, sure. What do you think Bowers, the Raiders?
Brock Bowers?
How do you think he's going to do the rest of the year? The Raiders look, man, they look bad.
He's going to be fine.
I don't see them getting.
he's going to be fine.
Have a solid season?
Listen, Geno Smith is a capable quarterback in this league. That's why Pete Carroll went out and get him. Level of familiarity there being with Seattle. And the one thing, see, last year, he didn't find his tight ends a lot, right? He wasn't throwing it to Noah Fant a ton in Seattle. He wasn't finding it. So I think they just have to go through their adjustment period where he understands that Brock Bowers is the guy and you got to scheme him open and, you know, he needs to be your first read. And, you know, you don't need to find everyone else like a Jacoby Myers on that team. So I think Brock Bowers is going to be just fine. I think it's a guy like Geno Smith who has to incorporate the tight end a little more into his repertoire where he's not normally the kind of quarterback that does it. He's the guy that finds the slot receivers, right? He's the one that's going to find the Hunter Renfros or the, you know, or the who was it last year? The Tyler Lockett's, things like that. He's the slot receiver kind of a quarterback, not necessarily a tight end guy, but I think it'll be fine. Brock Bowers is a stud who creates space and is a big body. Mm-hmm. So if Geno Smith wants to have a successful season, it'll be in his best interest to find a guy like Brock Bowers.
Oh, quick one. DJ sure. Moore for Tyreek Hill. Trade.
Okay, I see where you're going there.
DJ Moore. Yeah. I think he's low key. That's cool. You know, cool. You mentioned the mother in law and all of that. I think the dude's low key. He seems professional. Every interaction I've seen in terms of interviews, super professional. Wide receivers are usually the biggest divas, right? The greediest. They want catches. So and winning cures all. So if they keep playing the way they are. I'm kind of joking about the Tyreek Hill trade, but
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate the conversation.
DJ Moore.
I think it's that's a good one. DJ Moore for Tyreek Hill. I think DJ Moore, if he can get three catches for 60 yards and a touchdown every game, he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. He'd be like, I'm fine in this kind of a scenario. DJ Moore for Tyreek Hill. That's a good one. That's a good one. But I think Tyreek Hill might mirror too much like Luther Burden, like you're speedy. I don't know. Damn, that they wouldn't do that. Mike McDaniels would never trade away Tyreek Hill. He'll keep him there. And the Chicago cannot handle the drama that Tyreek Hill would bring to this team, where DJ Moore is more reserved in that sense. All right, let's take one more phone call before we go to break. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Bears beat the Dallas Cowboys 31-14. We're feeling good about it. Let's go out to Twan in Chicago. Twan, now you're the only one not feeling good about this victory. Why is that?
Oh, man, come on, man. I've been down this road. I get excited. We could make the Mike just have a decent season. No, man. CeeDee Lamb got hurt. We did take advantage of a couple of plays that worked today. It's not that I'm a bear downer. I mean, I've been let down.
That's hilarious. A bear downer is hilarious.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm 50 years old, man. I have watched so many losing seasons. We only had about my lifetime, probably like five.
All right. See, no. Twan, this is the problem. See, you keep talking about your lifetime. Oh, as Bears fans, you should know we got to just live in the moment. Bears got a victory.
Yeah, these
are few and far between. And now we get a dub and you're like, yeah, I'm a bear downer. No. I need you to be a bear upper. I need you to be a bear upper. I need you to feel good about this one.
This is what concerned me. I saw the Bears kick butt last year. And then you know what happened the next game we played? We played New England at home. And we got our
Drake May's nice. Drake May's nice.
So let me just say this. I understand that we had a good win today. Every Bears fan, we had a good win at the end of the day.
There we go.
But at the end of the day, it was a lot of things that contributed to it. Man, CeeDee Lamb got hurt early. He tried to come back. If you looked at it, kind of, we should have, you know, we got lucky.
There were moments. Look, I'll agree with you in that sense, right? Like, there were moments that the game could have slipped away from the Chicago Bears, and it could have turned into a very Chicago Bears type game. However, right? This is the NFL, and these things happen to every team, and it just felt good to be on the other side of it, right? Where like a three and out didn't result in something disastrous, because there were positive things. Like, I need you to, I'm gonna turn you around right now. Tell me a couple positive things, despite what you might think for the future of the Chicago Bears or what might happen next week. From this game specifically, give me a couple positives.
Positive, I'm going to say I love the way Caleb is trying to understand the offense. I like that. He still missed some throws today, but he made them. He made some throws that made me say, that's the guy we've been looking for. But, you know, then Caleb give us that little
You know what it is, Twan? Let me stop you right here. I can already hear what's going on. Because like I said, I am therapist Gabe. You sit on the chaise. We get to talk about these Bears. You've been hurt before, Twan. Your guard is up. No. I'm trying to break you down. Your guard is up. Your guard is up. This is like relationships. You know, you don't want to let her in because you've been hurt before. You got to break it down the walls brick by brick before you can get to me, baby girl. No, this is real love. The Bears are here, Twan. The Bears are here. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let love into your life, Twan.
I'm gonna let the aroma of the Bears win in. Oh, I just wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah, I got you.
Why in the heck did the Browns beat the Packers? And I'm looking at them the Bears, and I'm like, nah, then we ain't play them yet. But I looked at the Packers like, wait a minute. Joe Flacco?
You know it. He'll get you every time. Joe Flacco will get you every time. Capable offense. Twan, I appreciate the phone call, man, and hanging out with us today. That's what we're doing. I'm trying to turn negativity into positivity. Bears fans, we are a tortured group, and we operate under the guise that it must be perfect or else. No, take your victory. Enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful Monday in the city of Chicago. You know how sunny and great it was outside? We are going to continue that all day long right here on 670 The Score. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I am Gabe Ramirez. I'm going to be hanging out with you till 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes comes in for the big pregame show, leading you into Mully and Haw, who have two great guests for you. Olin Kreutz at 7, then Brad Biggs at 8. After that, Raheemian Harris and Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11, then Dan Weeder at 1. It's going to be some great Bears talk there. And then Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner at 3, and then Jason Leisure at 4 o'clock. We got you all day today. But right now, like I mentioned, I got you till 5 a.m. ready to take your phone calls. What did you think about this Bears victory, 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys? Were you impressed with Caleb Williams, or do you feel like he still has room to grow? We're taking all your thoughts right here, 312-644-6767. Get your calls in. We'll take them next right here on 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
You know, I told the guys in the locker room our really points of emphasis going into the week were playing great situational football, and I'm talking about third down, red zone, and in 2 minute. And I thought they really answered that bell. I thought we were statistically better than that team in all three of those areas, and that's that was good formula for us to come out on top here this week.
Ben Johnson talking about the Bears' victory, 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys. And what a day it was. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score. Taking your phone calls. My chaise is open for you. Therapist Gabe is here. But I'm also ready to talk about, you know, your thoughts about this Bears game and what you were able to see. Bears put together a spectacular one here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
When you're talking about some of the stats for this one, Bears 19 first downs on the day, 11 via the pass, 7 via the rush. Third down efficiency, this is where things really stood out. And this is what Ben Johnson was really talking about in the post game. Bears 8 for 14 on third downs. Think about that for a second. 8 for 14, above 50%. And, I mean, 8 third down conversion says a lot when you're talking about milking the clock. This is a Bears team that only had 27 minutes of possession. And, I mean, to be 8 for 14 says a lot. They were 1 for 1 on fourth down. Obviously, that was the touchdown for DJ Moore, accumulating 385 total yards on 57 plays. And for a while, you kept seeing the broadcast highlight average gain per play for the Chicago Bears, which is hovering right around 10 yards per play, obviously because of the Luther Burden flea flicker. Oh, you didn't know? Yes, go check that highlight out on social media. 87 yards rushing on 29 attempts. That's something the Bears certainly got to look to improve. But Caleb Williams, 19 for 28 on the day, 298 yards, 4 touchdowns. Just, I mean, a really, really good game all around for the Chicago Bears. And even the defense, I mentioned it on CHSN, the Chicago lead. I don't know why I feel like I always have to explain that as if people don't know. And it's because sometimes I feel like they don't. CHSN, where the Bulls play and where the White Sox play and the Blackhawks. I'm on there, the Chicago lead. I'm with David Haw. And, you know, we were talking about it this week. And, you know, this is a game that the Bears really needed, right? Really needed and needed to in a bad way. And this defense certainly stepped up. And it's what you wanted. Bears cover the spread. They were 1.5-point dogs. The over hit, which I was really surprised, the under hit. The over was 50 on this one, which I thought it would have been a higher scoring game. Maybe if CeeDee Lamb doesn't go out, the Cowboys get a couple more touchdowns. But overall, exactly what you wanted from the Chicago Bears. And we're taking your calls. 312-644-6767. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday right here on 670 The Score. Presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Got you all the way till 5 o'clock in the morning, live and local. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mark out in Richmond. Mark, welcome to the show. Talk to me about this game, man. You excited about this one?
Good morning. I am a little bit. I watched the Bear defense in the first half, actually listened to their coaches, and they adjusted for the run They bent, but they did not break. They held them to really should have been touchdowns, but they held them to field goals. And then in the second half, they made the right adjustments, and Dallas gave up the run because we were stopping it, and our back line did very well by holding them off. And on the offense, it was really nice to see that Caleb could throw the ball down the field, make some big plays. The defense for Dallas is a dumpster fire, but they still did pretty good against the run. But we ran the ball just enough to keep them honest, kept them up on our line. And Caleb, yes, he made a couple of bad throws, but besides that, he kept them on their heels the whole game. Our offensive line did well. I don't understand. We should be very, very happy with what they did this week.
But Mark, we should be happy. But when I asked you how you feeling about this one, are you happy? You said a little bit. I quoted it. I even wrote it down. That's what you said. But now you're telling me that you're happy. Which one are you?
I'm a little bit happy because we played a defense that was pretty, fair, kind of a dumpster fire a little
but,
bit.
But Mark, you understand when you're going up against teams like that, you have to put up this type of performance, right? If it's a bad defense, which is fine. If you only put up 20. Then we should feel bad about it. But you put up 31, you put up 4 touchdowns in the air, you got to feel good.
I do feel good a little bit about it.
But you keep saying a little bit.
It's a bad defense because it's a bad defense.
Okay, so hold on, Mark. Let's talk about this game. So what would make you feel all the way good instead of a little bit good this week? Like what would, like 50 points, that would have made you feel good?
No. What'll make me feel good is when the Bear offense, that we should have a really decent offense on paper, go up against the defense that's really good and put up 31 against the defense that is really good. And the Bears have got 4, 5, 6 more games with defenses that are going to be Super Bowl caliber defenses. That'll make me feel better when we can start scoring points against a good team.
I get it. I understand that. I was talking about this game, though, in particular. And I understand.
Like this game?
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. This was a good game. It was. We got to see what the Bear offense could possibly be.
So, Mark.
And I am very happy. I was at the game. It was fun. It was exciting. And we finally got a home win after 7 tries.
I know.
It was wonderful.
And we were able to see a game where Caleb Williams didn't take a sack, which feels good for most Bears fans in that situation. But let me ask you this. In a game like today, right, where the Bears offense did operate at a high level against a subpar defense from the Dallas Cowboys, what holes were you still able to see from this team?
The running game really kind of bothered me because we were, I think it was minus 1 yard in the first quarter or right almost all the way to the midway of the second quarter. Being in the minus was not very good at all. It was kind of discouraging, but the passing game was able to break it free and keep us going. Because that game should have been a whole – it should have been a really high-powered offensive game, and you were right. When CeeDee Lamb went out, that kind of changed the dynamic a little bit. But when they were running the ball down our throats in the first half, our Bear coaches finally made some adjustments, and it seemed like the Bear defense actually started listening to the coaching a little bit. And that head coach from New Orleans, which is now our defensive coordinator, got it to them, and they came together as a team.
Yeah,
it was nice to see.
Yeah, it was great because, you know, obviously Dallas Cowboys had over 110 yards on the ground against the Chicago Bears. But, yeah, Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator that you're talking about, you know, had them playing at a high level, right? I mean, again, you saw how excited he was via the turnovers that were there. You even saw him a little further onto the field than Ben Johnson in certain instances. And my wife, at one point when we were watching the game, she saw Dennis Allen pacing in front of Ben Johnson. And she was like, is that our head coach? And I was like, no, you see the guy with the blue shirt behind him? I was like, that's the head coach. He's just chilling because he's more of an offensive-minded guy. But you brought up the CeeDee Lamb injury. And it really did take a toll on the offense for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, granted, they were able to, you know, get the run game going, but you know who led the team in targets? Their tight end, Jake Ferguson. 14 targets for Jake Ferguson. Those would have been to CeeDee Lamb at some point. So again, you know, but 14 targets, 13 catches. That's wild. For only 82 yards. That's some like 2001 Bears statistics right there. 13 catches for 82 yards. You can't even get over a buck. Like, that's what happened there. But again, you see how that injury affected the Dallas Cowboys and allowed the Bears to create some separation from them on the offensive side of the ball. But a win is a win. And Ben Johnson will tell you, right? Everyone is dealing with injuries. Everyone has to. Bears, obviously, no Jalen Johnson, no TJ Edwards, no Kyler Gordon. Three key components on the defensive side of the ball, not there, but it doesn't matter. Next man up. And he is not here for those excuses. He is not here for relying on them. And you saw that today yesterday, where everyone stepped up in a big way. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out with you till 5 o'clock, taking your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Curious your thoughts. Is this the offense that you had been waiting for from Ben Johnson as he picks up his first victory as the Bears head coach? And then the O-line, the team MVP, Caleb, of course, zero sacks for the first time in his career. What'd you think about how they did and how they mustered up the energy and the will to bounce back in this one? But let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Patrick out in Racine. Patrick, good to talk to you again, brother.
Hey, thank you, sir, for taking my phone call. I was just calling in, and I was telling the guy who took my call earlier, but I guess the rim and operator. Well, anyway, long story short, I was just saying to myself, man, it's a trip how these cats call in, man. They ain't satisfied with a Bears victory.
Isn't that funny?
We haven't won. It's crazy to me, man, because we haven't won none since 1985. But the thing of it is, it's a great victory for the city, man. We got that elephant off our back. Our only thing, my gripe is, we can use a lot more pass rush. I mean, we haven't had consistency with the front four, man. I'm going to be honest with you, man, since the 80s. I mean, where you just seen guys just back there being very disruptive. Now, I understand Lovey came through and things like that, but, man, we haven't had the monsters up front, man. We ain't had no Richard Dent. Nobody take his place.
Yep.
Dan Hampton. Ain't nobody, man. Steve McMichael. None of them cats, man. Ain't nobody really stepped up, or we never really picked someone, you know, out of college, man, to step up and just be ferocious like
great,
that. But
great
today,
point.
Man, I'm loving the victory, man. I'm glad that this guy turned the corner. He put up great numbers and things like that. But, you know, for people to call in, I mean, that's their opinion, man. But it's like, man, shoot. We ain't had nobody, man, to throw that pill like that, man, in a long time.
Yeah. That flea flicker, Patrick, I mean, you know, listen, it's one thing to have it be a trick play and, you know, catch the defense off guard. You saw the safety get pulled into that situation. But it's another thing for the quarterback. The quarterback has to execute as well, right? Like, he has to be able to plant his feet, lay the dime out there. Like, listen, this is what I was saying, Patrick, when I was watching the game. If you can make Tom Brady, right, who I consider the best quarterback I've ever laid eyes on, right? When you make a guy like that, I'm a hooper, Patrick. I play basketball. And so I always watch Michael Jordan highlights, and I always tell people, I go, when you're watching Jordan highlights, don't watch Jordan. Watch the opposing team's bench. Like, that's how you know Jordan was great, because people on the opposing team bench would jump out of their seats watching Mike do what he did. And so when you hear Tom Brady, like, say, oh, my God, like the way that he said that when Caleb threw that pass, like, you know, it's greatness viewing greatness. And he understands what really good is. And that's what we were able to see today with Caleb Williams.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do agree. So, man, I just want to get that in,
of
man.
Of course.
Like, these guys, man, just seem like it takes – they want it's the bitter with the sweet, man. If it were the loss, then, you know, it's just like, you know, you got a box of Kleenex.
Patrick, I don't understand, man. When I'm taking these phone calls from people, and it's like I say, and I noticed it, you know, I've been doing these overnights for quite some time, but I noticed it when even I'm watching the game, where it's like the Bears are up 7-0, and then it's like, you know, they get the ball back, and you're like, but you have the lead. Why do I feel like the Bears got to score on every possession in order for this to be a good game? And I realized that it's just, it's built, it's baked into our Bear fandom. It's baked in. We just feel like we're waiting for the ball to drop. We're waiting for the dream to turn into a nightmare at every turn of the corner. And so, like, we feel like we need it to be perfect in order to save ourselves from feeling terrible at the end of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't get that, though, man, because I'm old school. I'm like, man, give me a good old-fashioned slobber knocker game, man. You know,
yes. Make it boring.
There, man, with a,
make it boring.
A clenched fist, clenched fist, I'm good, man. Thanks yeah. Thank you for taking my call.
I got you, man. Patrick and Racine, appreciate it. I mean, this is what we do. We give you guys the opportunity to voice your opinions on this Bears game because it was a good one. Bears win 31-14 over the Dallas Cowboys. Get to 1-2 on the season facing the Las Vegas Raiders next week. I mean, it's going to be this is it, man. Raiders lost 41-24 against the Washington Commanders today. And that was with no Jaden Daniels. Marcus Mariota came in, 15 for 21. Dan Quinn and his squad put together a good game plan, spread the ball around. You saw, you know, Jeremy McNichols get himself a touchdown. Chris Rodriguez, Ja'Cory Merritt ended up having a bunch of carries. Now, this is a team that just lost Austin Eckler, their starting running back, and Jaden Daniels, and they still come out and put up 41 against the Raiders.
Do you think they're a better team without Austin Eckler?
No, absolutely not. Austin Eckler is a wily veteran who's a pass-catching back. It's perfect for this team. Running a lot of play actions, a lot of bootlegs. You can dump it off to him. He's a little bit better between the tackles than DeAndre Swift because he's got a smaller stature. And listen, I'm here for the obviously they traded Brian Robinson Jr. I'm a big Brian Robinson Jr. fan, always have been. They traded him away, you know, thinking that they didn't need it, and obviously they're right. They did.
Bears could have used him too.
Don't even get me started on that. Bears and the running back situation. But, you know, all that to say, the Bears are going to be going up against the team next week. You know, Geno Smith was 19 for 29 with 3 touchdowns. Almost had the same stat line as Caleb Williams. So obviously a little bit in the garbage time there. Ashton Jensen, 17 rushes, 63 yards. So they're going to try to do the same thing. They're going to try to feed the rock to Ashton Jensen. And, you know, Zamir White's going to spell him at certain moments. But they're going to try to feed the rock there. And they're going to try to have Geno Smith not throw the ball 40 times and try to get their victory. But they got some weapons over there. You know, we heard earlier in the show, I think it was Patrick was talking about Brock Bowers. I mean, they have weapons. Jacoby Myers is weapon. Trey Tucker and Dante Thornton Jr. are two guys that if you watch the tape, Geno Smith loves to get them the ball. And as I mentioned before, he likes those slot receiver type Tyler Lockett guys. And that's why guys like Trey Tucker and Dante Thornton Jr. could make you pay. But it's the defensive side of the ball that could potentially give you fits. Today, only one sack for the Raiders, and that came via Max Crosby, their best player. So, again, if you can scheme him and chip him and, you know, obviously find a way to slow him down, you're going to be fine. But Marcus Mariota, 15 for 21, 207 yards and a touchdown. So this is the team you're going up against next before you head to the bye week. And it's an opportunity for the Bears to really build some momentum. But got to take it a game at a time. Just like Ben Johnson said, just like Caleb Williams said, this is where the position that they're in right now and what you'd want for them. But it feels good. Feels good to get the victory. That's why we're taking your phone calls, man. 312-644-6767. This was Ben Johnson's blueprint game. As we mentioned, this is the first time that the Bears were able to just, it would seem like, do whatever they wanted on offense, right? And Ben Johnson getting his first victory as a head coach in the National Football League. I'm curious if this is the offense you were hoping for when Ben Johnson was hired. Is this what you want to see? 30 points in the game. Well, the run game wasn't necessarily there. So you could say that, but, you know, bigger stories, Caleb Williams, 0 sacks, definitely huge. And then, of course, the takeaways, 4 turnovers on the day for this Chicago Bear defense, one of them via the fumble with Tyreek Stevenson in the first quarter, a pivotal moment in the game where the Bears had just went 3 and out to start the game off, and Tyreek Stevenson after dealing with all the drama all week of people, you know, talking about him giving up a perfect passer rating. Me, I was on the Chicago Lead all week on CHSN talking about, you know, it's a lot different when you got to guard the wide receiver one of the opposing team. And listen, I think we all can agree, if you take away the first two games of the season, and damn, I got to take away a lot of games if I want to justify Tyreek Stevenson.
You got to take a lot of games away. And
then you take away the Washington game. Listen, he's someone that you felt comfortable with alongside Jalen Johnson, right? A high draft pick. He's physical. He had to get rid of the you know, pass interference penalties that were obviously hindering him when he first got to Chicago. But he's cleaned that up a bit. And then, you know, we talk about everyone looking in the mirror heading into game three. And Tyreek Stevenson was someone that had to do that as well. It wasn't just Ben Johnson and this offense and the entire defense with a lot of the injuries that they had. But Tyreek Stevenson, if you want to beat a man, you needed a dose of reality. And sometimes that humble pie doesn't come only in the form of a missed assignment via in the Washington game. It also comes by going up against the best receivers in the league and understanding you need to do more. You're good, but you're not that good. You have to put in the effort. And that's what we saw today when Dak Prescott was obviously trying to target him in certain situations. But, I mean, again, this was a team that needed this. This Bears team needed this victory. Caleb Williams needed a performance like this. Ben Johnson needed a level of believability, or to come out of this game with a level of believability for his coaching style and also what his vision is for this team. And I think that's what we saw more so than anything else in this via this victory, was a team that was able to get out, put points on the board, defense, bend, don't break. You know, Dennis Allen was able to see that as well for his guys. And let's not forget, this is a team that's missing three key components. You're talking about Kyler Gordon, the slot. Like, when I talk about, when I see Nashawn Wright, when I see Nate McLeod just failing miserably on the defensive side of the ball, you say to yourself, remember, let's not forget, in training camp, Dennis Allen was talking about putting him in different positions to succeed Kyler Gordon, not only in the slot, but Dennis Allen said, you might see him in the corner position. So getting him back is going to be important for this Bears team because, you know, maybe you can spell Nashawn Wright in certain instances. And Nate McLeod, I mean, oof, talk about how valuable the nickel position is and how badly the Bears need Kyler Gordon back. I mean, he suffered in a lot of those instances. We talked about Ferguson having 14 targets, 13 catches. I mean, that's something that Kyler Gordon could put an end to in certain situations. So you want that back. When you saw Tremaine Edmonds go down in the beginning of the game, like, that's when I thought things were about to get really bad for the Chicago Bears. You're without your first linebacker in T.J. Edwards, where Noah Sewell is able to step in. When Tremaine Edmonds went down earlier in the game, for those of you that didn't watch it, Tremaine Edmonds goes down, and then you got Ruben Hippolyte in there taking it over. Another rookie trying to step up in a certain situation who looked like a chicken with his head cut off in those first couple of plays that he was spelling Tremaine Edmonds. But you got to step up in those situations. They lose CeeDee Lamb. Bears might have lost Tremaine Edmonds. I mean, this is what happens throughout the course of the game, and no one's going to feel sorry for you when those things happen. But you got to step up in those instances and allow for you to come out victorious, and that's exactly what the Bears did. Bears win 31-14 against the Dallas Cowboys, and we're talking about it all day on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you until 5 o'clock. That's when Dustin Rhodes takes over with the pregame show, leading you right into Mully and Hall, where, of course, we got some good guests on the docket for you today. Of course, Mully and Hall going to go ahead and get you with Olin Krutz and Brad Biggs at 7 and 8 o'clock, respectively. Then, of course, after that, Raheemy, Harris, Grody. They get to hang out with my guy, Anthony Herron. Of course, him and I spent 6 years together. Bears Unleashed on Fox 32. It's called Bears Blitz now. They did a nice little revamp. Luke Canellis fit in or slipped right into my spot, give themselves a little more credibility. Shout out to Luke Canellis and the guys. But Anthony Herron will be on at 11. Dan Weeder at 1 o'clock. Of course, Grody, Dan Weeder got the Take North podcast. I know that's going to be great this week. And then Spiegel and Holmes, two great guests for you. They got Kurt Warner at 3, who has been a champion for Caleb Williams, and telling Bears fans to be patient, that things are going to take time. It'll be exciting to see what he has to say with the guys. And then Jason Leisure, of course, going to be jumping on at 4 o'clock. But we want to take your phone calls. 312 644-6767. Call us up. Is this what you guys were expecting from Ben Johnson and this Bears offense? And then what did you think of the Bears defense bouncing back after two poor games to have an outcome the way they did today? Again, 312-644-6767. We'll also hear from Ben Johnson on the other side, and we'll do all of that next right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.